Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, as you heard on the bulletin, efforts are continuing to end a blockade at a hotel in County Clare, which is being used to accommodate asylum seekers. Since we've come on air, Ministers Roderick O'Gorman and Joe O'Brien have been updating media on the situation and the wider accommodation issue. We'll bring you the latest on that when we get it to hand. Meanwhile, our reporter John Cook is outside the Magowna House Hotel at Inch in County Clare, where a standoff is continuing this evening. John, tell us what's happening there this afternoon.
Yeah, protesters continue to man the traffic cones and local access only signs blocking the road here on the access route to Magowna House Hotel. They're allowing traffic to get through once they know who's passing the blockade. For instance, they've been letting media through, but they've been watching traffic on the road on the narrow, winding Ennis to Kilmaley route very carefully, with one woman telling me earlier today she could hardly sleep last night, fearing another bus carrying asylum seekers may arrive here. One bus did pass through today. It was the shuttle bus carrying the men from Magowna House to the town of Ennis, the asylum seekers here who stayed here last night, 8 kilometres to the Intrio office in town. It's where they can access local Department of Social Protection services. The bus was stopped at the blockade and one local protester got on board to count the number of men who'd left the facility, reporting back to other protesters that the number was 29 and not 20, as management had told them. And a figure of 20 or 21 was told to me by management at different times this morning. So news that it was actually 29 led to a lot of upset and a growing sense of mistrust among the local community from people I've been speaking to. When these 29 men returned from Ennis shortly before 3 o'clock, some spoke to locals and the media. Sultan Mohammed Nasiri told me he's from Afghanistan and was hoping to stay in Ireland.
I like Ireland especially. Therefore, I chose to come here and to live here. Yeah, especially the people, they are very good people, friendly.
Was life difficult in Afghanistan?
Yeah. It's very difficult nowadays. It's very difficult, you know.
You got to go to town on the bus to the Intrio office? Are you getting to access the services you need?
Yeah. They told us we will prepare everything. If you need anything, like education system, everything we will prepare here. Mm-hmm. We don't have any issue here. Mm-hmm. We feel safe.
And you're happy to stay here?
Yeah. We are all Afghan, and some of guys, you know, they are to stay here. They are happy, really. You know?
Are there still some men who want to leave? Because I know you said yesterday there was a division.
No, some people say we want to leave.
Are you making friends here?
Yeah, we are all friends.
All friends. And did you leave a family back home in Afghanistan?
Yeah, my family is not here. My family is in Afghanistan.
The government has said that this centre will remain open. It will not close, even if the protest continues. So how do you feel about the protest now?
You know, we went to there. There is no issue from protests. You know, we don't feel bad. So it will be finished after a few days. It will be solved the problem.
You hope it will be resolved soon?
Yeah. Inshallah, it will be okay.
You want to work
Thank
here,
you.
Build a life for yourself here?
Yeah. Everyone like to work here and to start life here.
And that's Sultan Mohammed Nasiri from Afghanistan speaking this afternoon, as you say, John. Minister O'Gorman said today that the closing the facility at Magowna House is simply not an option. That's what he told local representatives. How are the community in Inch, John, reacting to that this evening?
Yeah, Cormac, some of the locals heard back from their political representatives after that meeting with Minister O'Gorman that the accommodation for asylum seekers here at Magowna House would not be closing down. And I've put some of his recent comments that he's been giving to a press conference in the last half hour to them as well. He's insisting this facility in Inch, County Clare, has to be used to keep asylum seekers off the streets. They're not happy to hear what he's been saying. They still feel the site is totally unsuitable. They've spoken of fears for local safety after witnessing a number of minor physical scuffles among a small number of asylum seekers at the centre here this afternoon. They've also heard from political representatives that the minister may be open to meeting a small delegation from the community to discuss their concerns. No arrangement for that meeting has been made, though Minister O'Gorman has told reporters within the past few minutes in Dublin and to my colleague Paul Cunningham of RT's political staff that they may look at a video conference call or a meeting at the department. I'm not sure how optimistic locals here would feel about such a meeting, as they felt the minister has offered no middle ground today or any willingness to alter plans for as many as 69 asylum seekers here. Privately, people have also said to me they are very upset and rejecting any suggestion from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that this community wants a veto over who lives here. And many were very upset to hear him say the government would stand up to extreme or racist views. I mention all of this is privately, I suppose, Cormac, or just in conversations I'm having in passing with people, because publicly this community in Inch this evening is not saying much. Some locals have expressed concerns about media coverage of what they've said and done so far in the last few days. For that reason, this evening, they say they'll make one agreed joint statement to the media in response to Minister O'Gorman's comments later this evening. Right now, it's not clear what they'll be saying, but it seems very obvious to me that their protests and blockades will continue, with local men and women signing up for four-hour shifts on a local roster to keep this protest going indefinitely, Cormac.
Okay, John Cook in Inch in County Clare. Thank you very much indeed for that. As John says, the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, has been addressing media on the situation in Clare in the last few minutes. Let's have a listen to some of what he had to say.
So myself and Minister O'Brien met with TDs and senators from County Clare this morning to discuss the international protection accommodation that we're opening at in Inch. It was a good conversation. We went through a number of the local concerns that the TDs and senators raised, particularly in terms of transport for international protection applicants. We set out there'll be a shuttle bus and addressed a number of issues. We said we were open to engage and indeed a meeting with a delegation of locals from the Inch community, and that's something we'll look to advance. I did make it clear to the deputies and senators that we had to use this accommodation in light of the pressure that the system is on right now, in light of the fact that there are people unaccommodated. This international protection accommodation does have to be used.
The minister was also asked to respond to reports that protesters in Inch have been counting the number of asylum seekers coming and going in buses to determine how many remain in situ.
I've seen those reports. I don't know if it's confirmed yet. If it is the case, it is absolutely unacceptable. And I think both that and the blockade outside the centre is entirely unacceptable. People have the right to protest. People have the right to disagree with government policy, but to, you know, prevent people accessing the accommodation that they have is not acceptable. And I'd ask the people involved in the blockade just to reflect on where they're at the moment.
And that was Minister Roderick O'Gorman addressing the media a short time ago. He and Minister, say, Joe O'Brien had a meeting earlier today with representatives voicing residents' concerns about the use of Magowna House Hotel as a location for international protection applicants. Clare Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway was one of the reps who attended the Zoom meeting, and he joins me now from our Dáil studio. Senator Martin Conway, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Can you relay to me what concerns from the community you relay to the ministers?
Well, the concerns that were relayed to the minister were many and varied by most, if not all, of the Oireachtas representatives in Clare. Obviously, the issue of transport, the issue of the suitability of the site, the lack of communication, and that's something that I'm very strong on, because I've been in this situation before where communication was very poor.
And we'll come to that, but yeah. Just in summary form, what else?
Everybody raised, I suppose, the issue of transport, the location. I mean, I think most people would accept that it's not an ideal location for a centre, but that said, there is a crisis in this country. There are 480 people as we speak who are seeking international protection, who are essentially homeless.
Okay, and would you say, having listened to the ministers, that your concerns as you relayed them were addressed?
I think the minister was very understanding and empathetic, but it has to be remembered that the minister is in an invidious position. The minister has both a legal and a moral obligation to find accommodation for people who are seeking international protection in our country. And he's doing his level best to fulfil both of those obligations.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that the general context, but what will you be saying, or what have you said already to the community? Did you say that the minister has allayed my fears, has addressed your concerns? I think we should allow this to happen. Is that what you'll be saying?
Well, my belief is that the blockade should be stepped down at this stage. I think the point has been made loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the blockade at this stage serves any further purpose. I don't believe in blockades, but okay. I do absolutely respect the right of people to protest. And there's many ways of doing that.
The community says, Senator, that the house is not, the hotel is not suitable. Not just in terms of its rural isolation, but in terms of its certification. And they point to the council not certifying it last year for a similar accommodation.
Yeah, that's the hotel itself. Where these people are being accommodated at the moment is in chalets. And yes, Cormac, it's not ideal and it's not suitable, but it's certainly better than people having to live in tents, or worse still, people living in the streets. And that is what's happening across Dublin City and in other parts of County Clare.
How many applicants would be housed there?
I don't know how many will be housed there. I don't have those figures.
How long will they be there?
I asked the minister today for specific figures, and he's to get back to us with those specific figures.
So he didn't have that detail today. Did he have detail on the supports that would be available to the asylum seekers?
Yeah,
there?
Well, I think we're all at one that supports need to be upscaled. And unfortunately, there tends to be a time delay sometimes in terms of scaling up the supports. And I think everybody is at one that supports need to be in place.
So what supports will be upscaled?
Well, there needs a lot of the people, I understand, who are in this facility were in City West for a number of months. So after 6 months, people are allowed work. So the supports in the first instance is to get people into employment, to ensure that there's proper transport facilities to bring them in and out of Ennis, and to give them what other emotional supports, access to education and so on that they need. And mm-hmm. like I have been in a situation...
Well, so this will be a long-term situation for the international protection applicants in McDonough House.
My understanding is that there's a 12-month contract signed, so we can take it that it is the government's intention to use the facility for 12 months. But the government want to do this with the support of the people of Inch.
If they don't end the blockade, and if they don't give support, what then?
Well, look, I'd ask people to think about the blockade. The people of Inch are decent people, and there's unintended consequences. This blockade was done. I don't believe it should have been, and the unintended consequences, which I know in my heart and soul that people did not intend, was that people left the centre in the last 24 hours. I know well that that's not what the people of Inch want.
You're blaming the community for that, are you?
As I said, unintended consequences, Cormac.
But you're laying the responsibility for that on the community, it seems.
Well, I'm not laying the responsibility for that on the community at all. But what I'm saying is that the result of blockades is that people left. That's what we've been told.
Can I ask you what your party leader said? He says nobody gets to say who can or cannot live in their area. And we can't have a situation like that, he says. We couldn't tolerate that. They are strong words. We couldn't tolerate that. Now, what happens if the blockade isn't ended then? I mean, are asylum seekers brought through the blockade forcibly? Is that an option?
I don't know is the simple answer to that question. But what I do know is that this situation needs to be de-escalated. The minister has committed to meeting a delegation, or at least exploring the possibility of meeting a delegation. We need far better communication than what has been taking place up until now. But also, I would genuinely ask people to give consideration to stepping down the blockade as well.
But the community would say that the de-escalation seems to be happening on their side only. They are quite upset, it seems, at that of Leo Varadkar's remarks about a community having a veto, especially in the context where they say they didn't get any answers to questions that were posed before this happened at all. I mean, surely the department and the government has to take responsibility for that. Senator? Unfortunately, we've lost the senator inexplicably, I should say, because he's in the Dáil studio. But there you go. You can text us to 51551, as some people have been doing already. A listener says, where are the houses and hotels for the homeless Irish? Why no refugees housed in Dalkey? Says one listener. And Margaret in Dublin says, how dare protesters in Clare block a public road? They do not have the welfare of the asylum seekers at heart. If these 29 men were Ukrainians, there would be no issue, says Margaret in Dublin. I believe the senator is back with us. Martin Conway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The question I was asking you, I'll come to communication. It's causing great tension, not just in Inch, but previously in East Wall and previously in Ballymun and in other locations across the country. Gary Gannon called it indefensible, I think, in the Dáil today. It seems to be the modus operandi for a long time now in terms of opening asylum centres around the country, that you give the government's modus operandi and the departments, you give the community little or no information. There seems to be an evening arrival of a large number of people, and then they engage with the community retrospectively. I mean, would you accept that's what's happening and it's unacceptable, surely?
Yeah, I fully accept that is what has happened, what has been happening. I have for a long time now been calling for better protocols and well understood protocols, not just for Oireachtas members and local county councillors in areas, but also for council officials and the NGOs who are expected to provide supports. It's simply not good enough. And I made this point clear to the minister this morning. It's simply not good enough that councillors and officials within the county council and the NGOs hear about asylum seekers coming on the news. The refugee council in Ennis heard about it on local radio. That is totally unacceptable and not good enough. And I did, for what it's worth, get a clear commitment from the minister that there are going to be new protocols. And I sincerely hope that there will be lessons learned at government level with what's happened in Inch over the last few days, and that this blockage in communication is rectified.
Well, we'll see what happens in Inch. That story isn't over yet, it seems. 51551 for anyone listening. Senator Martin Conway of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed for joining us.